Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we are live at Music Town Detroit. It's funny when we do these live broadcasts downtown because we are in no control over the buttons that are pushed.
No. So if you heard anything, we're apologizing.
What happens is we're getting word from our board op, John. Thank you, John, for
pressing
the buttons back at the station. And a lot of times he goes, "All right, you guys are live," and then Holly doesn't. No one has their headphones on, so you hear these conversations come on the air before we're actually supposed to be on the air.
You hear boots running coming back.
Yeah,
and speaking of another John, we got John Langston here. Hi,
John Langston. Welcome.
John's a good name, a good solid name.
John, you know, it's just, I guess it's good.
Well, I need my son John.
Oh,
John.
Perfect.
So I think it's a great name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he's got one too many H's though, doesn't he?
Well, listen. They asked me how to spell because it was Jonathan.
Mine is Jonathan.
But
too.
How do you spell it?
Jonathan.
Yeah. They asked me, my dad's name is John, John. So they're like, how do you spell it? I'm like, John, John, the thin. And so now it's spelled Johnathan. There's an extra H in there, but
I call him. That's incredible, though.
But I did find a license plate with his correct spelling on it.
Yeah.
Like, you know those little license plates that they sell in the tourist things?
Yeah. I like Panama City down there in the, in the shop.
I like to call him John Nathan.
John Nathan, because that's what it looks like.
It's
like
Joe Nathan.
Joe Nathan.
He's going to have a great growing up. I mean, we're going to eventually start calling him Johnny at some point, and his last name is Bomber. So Johnny Bomber.
Are you kidding me?
It's a good, strong name.
Does he play baseball?
I don't know.
Johnny Bomber?
He's really into all the sports right now.
Johnny Bomber at the bat. Like, he's about to... stroke one in a lesson.
He's breaking all the home run records.
Oh, man. Or a quarterback name. That's like a.
If he does not do something with his name, then I don't know what I'm going to do with the .com that I bought for him.
Like a name like sets up your kid for like.
Right?
You set him up for success.
So I think so, right?
Yeah,
Johnny Bomber. And it's okay if his name is spelled with an extra H.
That's incredible.
But see, look at you, John Langston. A name set up for success.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
10 man jam tonight. It's a hell of a lineup. And I got to tell you, as far as like an upcoming artist, there are so many people. I do a club night every Thursday at a place called Coyote Joe's.
Yeah.
And everyone's played there. I think he might be playing there soon, but there's so many people that are like, when are you going to get John Langston? When is John Langston coming?
That's awesome.
And this has been going on for years now. So, somehow, some way, you got like already a huge following here in Detroit.
Yeah, and we're ready for you.
Hey, yeah. we're ready to get up here. I know we've played a bunch, you know, Machine Shop in Michigan
Flint.
Before.
Yeah,
down there
that's
in Flint,
a great place.
And then up in, you know, we played Faster Horses a few times, that festival up there. And, you know, we were really surprised, you know, because a bunch of our shows have been in the Southeast. And to see on social media all these fans of Michigan up here, it's just incredible, man. And we're excited to come play. play cottage.
It has to do with your pretty amazing life. So I got the treat to see you in Nashville at Luke Bryan's bar.
Oh,
and
my
I was
God,
like,
that was a party.
I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. Although I was stuck in front of the girl that kept swinging her hair like the whole time. This head, I was like, how much energy does she have? Can she stop?
She's dancing, having a good time.
She was dancing, having a good time. I wasn't going to hate on her for it. Even if her hair did flip in my face a couple times.
You guys were at, it's the Country Radio Seminar in Nashville. You were at Luke Bryan's bar. Is there anything that you can tell us, something that happened, that maybe a little insider information?
You did say you got home that night like 7:30 in the morning.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We were, we ended up at some hotel, and like my parents came in town, so we were partying with them, and we had some of my friends. We ended up at somebody's hotel room with some suite up in like this high rise, you know, whatever. And it wasn't mine for sure. And there was a full bar in the bathroom. It was crazy.
In the bathroom.
It was like a full bar because like the kitchen. I guess they didn't want people stealing all their booze in the kitchen, so they put it in the bathroom.
Did they have like ice in the bathtub?
Oh, ice, everything.
That's what I did.
Tubs of beer
at my prom that my mom doesn't know about.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And so, I was going to say the bar in the bathroom was normally the spring break thing where you'd fill the tub up with
the
ice and throw your beer in there.
But it was like a mini club. They had lights and stuff in there. It was like. Because all the bars shut down at like 2:30.
Right.
So we were like,
Even if you know Luke Bryan and it's Luke Bryan's
bar,
right?
I think he had to fly out or something. Like, where's Luke? He's like, he's gone. I was like, all right.
Hey, look, I got a plane to catch.
Buddy,
so I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to put a tub filled with ice with beer in
a
hotel room. And then you guys just have a party and I'm out.
Listen, man. Buddy, I got a plane to catch, and I just ain't got time to drink a beer with you right now.
It's literally both of them impersonating Luke Bryan. It's fantastic.
That's funny.
I did my Randy Houser impression in front of Randy Houser earlier, and that was very. I was nervous because I'm like,
I would be nervous.
I hope he thinks it's flattering or funny at least.
I think he liked it, even though it was not as good as, because I think you maybe got a smidge
like a cowboy.
That was really good.
Not bad.
When you're not in front of him, it is really good. It sounds different, but when he's there,
the vibrato and everything, man.
Yeah. I wasn't as good when he was sitting here because I was nervous as hell.
It was very fun.
It was a fun time. And fun times to come here. John Langston, thank you so much
for
popping in.
We'll get an impersonation of you coming soon. Is that all right?
Sounds good.
Yeah, we don't know you that well yet.
We got to know each other a little bit.
We're going to get it, though.
I'm going to work on that.
And by I mean Rob. Rob's going to do it.
Thanks, guys.
John Langston on 99.5 WYCD. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.